Arms the line and get these stuff. With my dad, and so get it.
Uncle Sam, I want to know what you're doing with
text. Where was I when I said that?
They're loco.
I kind of was a leafy.
So,
are you just going to make up rules as we go along?
Show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
Anyway, 0-2. I'll
tell you this. I'm going to start at an 11. I'm going to take it to about a 15 real quick.
Well, who wouldn't want an opportunity to talk to Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty?
Well, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, who host the popular radio talk show, ask the same question of their listeners, and here's their response.
We can't have this on the court.
I give you America itself.
This is Ed McMahon, and now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
I'm liking this story I just heard about a Chick-fil-A somewhere where they accidentally served a woman cleaning solution instead of coffee.
And she didn't like it?
You're a bad employee. Yeah. I mean, like, you're not even close. You missed by so far. You're not even close.
I think you're a psychopath.
It's not, I asked for coffee and you gave me Coca-Cola.
Or decaf. Hey, wait a minute. This isn't coffee. This is borax.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This is window cleaner. Oh, let me see your receipt.
And you know what they'll probably...
Yep, you ordered coffee. My bad.
You know what they'll probably do? Retraining. That's clearly the problem. Retraining nationwide. Oh, the coffee is not a cup of Windex. Ow. Live from Studio C.
Si, senor.
A dimly lit room deeper than the bowels of the Armstrong and Getty Communications Compound. And today, we're under the tutelage of our general manager.
A 5:30 report, Jack. It's the FBI's form for following up with an investigation and an interrogation. It's merely a raw regurgitation of what they learned.
So the FBI report is out? Where do I read it? What website can I go to read it?
You can't.
What?
You can't handle the truth,
I'm
man.
I'm an American citizen.
No, you'll get nothing like it.
I paid for this report.
You'll get nothing and write a thank you note.
I'm not allowed to read it.
That's right. And for pretty good reasons, which, you know, I can get into now or later. But.
Privacy, mostly?
Well, yeah, and that it is a raw regurgitation of what various people said.
I got a raw regurgitation for you.
Oh, boy. Including... that which might be false, defamatory, misleading.
Right. You talk to some
not
idiot.
Not credible. Right. Yeah. While I was discussing with Mrs. Armstrong, Jack's background, a meth head ran into the living room and started to scream, "He's a rapist, he's a rapist. I saw him raping a woman." The meth head then said, "I'm sorry, I'm a psychopath," and wandered back out into the yard. Well, you don't want he's a rapist out, you know, in the public. It's unfair.
Do I understand there's one copy they all have to share? Like the Playboy that went around my junior high one year?
Exactly. No photocopying.
Wow. That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
One copy that went around.
Dog-eared, tattered.
So they're taking a page out of Scientology, where everybody goes in that room and reads that thing. And
exactly.
You have to swear to secrecy.
That's right. You got to achieve a certain level of senator.
I assume some details are going to leak out, although whoever leaks some details, the other side will say that's not true or something.
Well, it's kind of already begun.
Awesome.
Inevitably, and you know, it's carefully tailored to either assassinating the character of Judge Kavanaugh or making him seem like a good guy.
New poll out showing enthusiasm is back with the Republicans, and I think the reason why is pretty easy to understand for the upcoming election. We'll talk about that coming up. Let's introduce everybody, starting with our board operator, Michelangelo. How are you this morning, Michael?
I'm doing excellent. It's dental time. I got a dental appointment today, and I'm going to do what I usually do. I eat Oreos right before the appointment, and then I open my mouth. And
get your money's worth.
Yeah.
I like it.
What do you think of this?
Yeah, what do you think of that?
That's pretty
funny.
I think
you got a problem.
Hilarious.
Oh, that's great.
There's positive
or
showing.
How about, Red Whips, Red Vines, what do you call it? Licorice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it looks like your mouth is just bloody.
Plus, I'll ask for a lot of sugarless gum and say, I don't even want the floss. I haven't used the last stuff yet.
There is a positive Sean whose smile lights up the room. How are you, Sean?
Doing very well. We have a new entry on the Positive Sean blog, which you can find at armstrongandgetty.com. You can also just Google in Positive Sean blog. And for some reason, if you type in the website address positiveseancats.com, it redirects to my blog. I have no idea how that happened, but that actually does happen. I have my debut written version of Review the Preview, where I take a movie trailer that has been released. I watch the preview of this movie, and I review that preview as a standalone thing and judge its likelihood to get me to go see that movie. The movie featured this this time is the upcoming movie Vice, featuring an unrecognizable Christian Bale as former Vice President Dick Cheney. I have no idea how that's even the same person.
Did he get, so we're looking at pictures of him. So he gained all that weight to be Dick Cheney?
Yes.
God, I can't believe actors do that.
Yeah.
You often win Oscars if you do the weight gaining thing. They seem to make a big deal out of it.
Or losing.
Important to note that there is no drug testing in movies, so a lot of these times when you see guys just bulk up all of a sudden over 3 months, they're just on the juice.
But you look better if you do that. Getting fat when you've been handsome your whole life, or beautiful your whole life, in the case of what's-her-name who gained weight to be that serial killer.
Oh, Charlize Theron. Right?
Yeah. I just can't imagine doing that. There's Marsha Phillips who does it.
I did it for fun, so I can picture that.
It's Marshall Phillips who does our news every day. How are you, Marshall?
Hey, I'll tell you, today is a day you can really sink your teeth into. It is National Taco Day. Americans.
Oh, that means we're playing It's Raining Tacos all day long today.
Oh, no.
Fantastic.
No.
Yes, Marshall?
Yes, indeed. Americans enjoy over 4 billion tacos a year, and around half the population eats at Taco Bell at least once a month.
Well, really? You know what I think of tacos.
It's raining tacos from out of the sky.
Yeah.
Tacos, no need to ask why. Just open your mouth and close your eyes.
It's even got instructions.
It's raining tacos.
That's what I like. It's got a directory of how to do it.
As usual, my comment on this song is that lyric is bizarre and nonsensical. If tacos were falling out of the sky, there'd be plenty of reason to ask why. It would be a terrifying and shocking phenomenon.
I found this amazing. Half of America eats a Taco Bell at least once a month, and I looked it up. DMR Business Statistics came up with
that. That's amazing. Half of America eats a Taco Bell once a month.
Where else are you going to get a Mexican pizza?
And I've never been, so there's somebody going extra for me.
Well, you know, the taco is my favorite sandwich. It is a absolutely delicious food.
And Positive Sean, I want to suggest you might want to add the bell to your portfolio. That might be a good
the
addition.
Bell. Oh, that's a, yeah, 50. That's some good statistical analysis. I'll check out their profit to expense ratio.
Thank you for that, Marshall. I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty on this Thursday, October the 4th, the year 2018. We are setting you straight in 21-8. We're Armstrong and Getty, and we approve of this program.
All right, then. Let's begin unleashing our own report on you, precisely according to FCC rules and regulations at Mark.
Okay, I'm sorry. Russian hacking has just gotten ridiculous now. No, because I get them going after elections, but Rotten Tomatoes, really? Like, what's next? They'll be hacking your Airbnb reviews? Just like, Susan's building was too uncomfortable. Yeah, vote Trump. Who is this guy?
What are other headlines, Marshall Phillips?
Well, the report has landed. The Kavanaugh backgrounder arriving at the White House and the Senate before dawn. Russia getting blasted for more worldwide cyber attacks. And you want to clean up your city? Get ready for Crapsnap. Stories coming up minutes from now.
This is a hit song from the 80s, back when Kavanaugh was roaming the streets.
Easy.
This song is by a musical act named Taco.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is a unfortunate period of my DJ career.
This actually got like radio airplay.
Which is a huge hit.
Yes.
Guy named Taco. Anyway.
I have an incredibly fond memory of my wife, my girlfriend at the time, making her stuffed chicken sing along to this song. Wow, I hadn't thought of that in a long time.
Putting on Ritz!
You were locked in your house at the time because Kavanaugh was out in the streets.
World pre-internet was weird.
Well, we were bored. How does mailbag look?
Oh, it's very nice. We have philosophy. We have threats. We have charming and family-oriented warm memories.
Wait till you see how the enthusiasm has shifted for the upcoming midterm. Stay tuned to the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
The conscience of the nation.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
So apparently there was a political cartoon that was somewhere that involved Kavanaugh's little girls, which to me is way out of bounds. And Chelsea Clinton, former daughter of a well-known public parent, yesterday said, leave Judge Kavanaugh's daughters alone. They do not belong in your cartoons, jokes, or skits.
Who included them in there?
The political cartoon that made the rounds yesterday.
Yeah.
And Chelsea Clinton said, no, don't do that out of bounds. And the response in her Twitter feed of all the people making the argument of why Kavanaugh's little girls are fair game is really troubling.
Yeah, yeah.
And even Chelsea Clinton saying, hey, lay off is you know, doesn't make sense to them.
Right.
Is it bad for the kids to hear about what their dad did to a kid their age? Just
what? That's not only morally bankrupt, it's inaccurate.
So that's something. Yeah, well, as we've been saying for a while, we've come to the determination that the other side is evil.
Correct.
The other side is evil.
They steal babies out of incubators and bayonet them, etc. That's a classic piece of wartime propaganda, by the way. I don't actually have that sort of thought running through my head. Mailbag. So the quote I was paraphrasing yesterday about education comes from Frédéric Bastiat. Ben the Libertarian reminds me that because he is French, the last T in Bastiat is silent.
I'm American, so I'll pronounce it however I want,
yeah.
Frenchy.
Oh, I'll bomb you.
Exactly.
Oh, that's right. France is our oldest ally. So that'd be probably a little belligerent to bomb them.
We'd be still under Queen's rule were it not for their navy.
Huh? So anyway, here's what he said. The most urgent necessity is not that the state should teach, but that it should allow education. All monopolies are detestable, but the worst of all is the monopoly of education. Amen to that, Freddy. That was Bastiat terrific.
Hey, we have a guy emails and texts every day wanting to know what this music is called. Does it have a name? I haven't responded just because I assume there's no name to
it. Well, I haven't named it yet. I wrote it. I performed it. It's me playing all the instruments. No, I don't have
no idea. He wants to use it for his kids' soccer practice or something. But
No, you don't get to. It's our music. It's the mailbag music. Let's see. Oh, did you hear about General Mattis and how he and the SecDef were targeted? Well, he is the SecDef, isn't he?
Yes, MDM.
And somebody else, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, one of the guys, was targeted with ricin. It's a terrible, deadly poison. And then one piece of mail was sent to the White House as well the other day. This is, I believe, a created piece of art, but I like it. It's in the spirit of the general. To whoever sent me the ricin, it was delicious. I added marshmallows and made ricin crispy treats because he's such a tough old son of a gun. I love this quote from him.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
Oh, yes! Yes! Best quote ever. Clint Eastwood-esque, but a real guy in real life. And he really means it. Play that again, Sean.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I have a hero.
That reminds me, my son and his friends were throwing around various things on the playground with frenemies or whatnot. Anyway, I taught him two of the great classics. And you know, the great thing about teaching your kids some of the classics, yeah, if they say it first, it's theirs. I mean,
right.
Did you hear what Sam said?
Right.
It doesn't matter if it's been around for 100 years. They've never heard it.
Right.
The two great ones, ripping off their head and pooping down their throat. Great
oh,
one.
Boy. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God.
And rip off their arm and beat them with the bloody end, another classic.
It's bloody stump, isn't it?
Whatever.
That's great. Oh, did you hear what Sam said? Dude is just, he's a wordsmith. Wow.
To the classics.
So anyway, General Mattis's statement reminded both Sean and I of this great moment from Breaking Bad.
You clearly don't know who you're talking to, so let me clue you in. I am not in danger, Skyler. I am the danger. A guy opens his door and gets shot, and you think that of me? No. I am the one who knocks.
He should have gone with you, rip off their arm and beat him with the bloody end. A good one.
Yeah, right. Moving along. Boy, people really, really liked the fake scientific studies story we did late in the show yesterday. We're chasing... It was a group of scientists who believe that there is such lockstep thinking, such political correctness, and such lunacy in the social sciences. They concocted joke, but not obviously joke, papers and got them published in all sorts of scientific journals.
Think like if The Onion made, like, it's the science, like, got their stories published in an actual newspaper. These guys were making mockeries of the study.
But they did it in a very rigorous and scientific way to prove that among the civilization of social scientists, there are these attitudes and this lack of rigor in the scientific study. So it's a very scientific joke. And we're going to get one of these guys on if we possibly can.
Great.
And it's all at the website, armstrongandgetty.com. Absolutely worth a read / watch of the video. Let's see. It's Lothar points out that one of the perpetrators was Peter Boghossian, who chaired many of the Portland State panels, including those hosting James Damore of Google fame, which we've watched. He's a liberal, but he's also fed up with the current situation on college campuses. So anyway, thank you for that heads up. That stuff is so great and so funny. It's worth a few minutes today. Oh, speaking of the website, Joe from Dayton, frequent correspondent, says, big improvements. It's looking good. Looks better than it used to. Found myself intrigued by Michelangelo's blog. Greatly appreciate his inputs. He makes it real.
Makes and, what real?
He makes it real.
What's your blog about?
I don't know.
I've never been to our website.
Do you make it real?
I you know what? I can't remember what I
just
wrote.
Speaking the truth.
With you.
Michelangelo, you're truly a gem that keeps the show running behind the scenes. Keep the goodness coming. That's Joe in Dayton, Ohio.
You're taking the mainstream media ripping off its head and pooping down its throat. That's what you're doing.
Boy. Oh, boy. That's objectionable stuff.
That'll get huge laughs.
This will... Oh, are you kidding? It'll kill. Drop the mic, Sam. This is from Aloha Al. He heard us talking about the Andy Griffith Show and Dick Van Dyke, which both debuted on yesterday's date, way back in the day.
And my brother texted me. He said the Andy Griffith Show's on Netflix, and he's through season two.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
But Al says, my wife and I bought the box sets of both shows when my oldest was 5. My girls now are 16 and 20, love the shows, still do.
Cool.
So different from today's dysfunctional children's shows on Disney and ABC Family, which my youngest said was a joke several years ago. She thinks there ought to be a question mark at the end of ABC Family. Et cetera, et cetera. Okay, that's good stuff. Moving along. Leaving a half can full of beer, half full can of beer. We did all our beer drinking at the nearby drive-in theater. When the lightweights would toss a beer out and it wasn't empty, it made a thuk sound.
Sure.
Once a friend was identified as a thuker, they weren't allowed to sit in our cars anymore.
You're certainly not drinking my beer on my limited funds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, not only that, but, you know, back in the day, occasionally, I'm told, wayward youths would acquire beer before they were of the legal drinking age. Which means it wasn't easy to acquire. And, you know, you're really glad to have it.
You're living the Kavanaugh lifestyle.
Oh, boy. So, thanks, Senator Durbin. So, yeah, somebody wasting it was just inconceivable.
Waste my beer, I remove an appendage and whack you with the owie end.
Right, either that or decapitate me and defecate, et cetera, down my trachea. How much time, Michael? All right, I don't want to rush through this. I'll do this. Here's an ad, Jack. Can you see this? It's a posted ad with a bunch of tear-offs at the bottom.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It is in Seattle.
It's like lawnmower for sale.
Exactly, except it's very nicely printed with artwork and everything. We are Working Washington. Protect workers' rights. Make $16.50 an hour plus benefits, full-time, part-time career. They are hiring professional protesters.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind next time you see that on the news. Workers protesting for minimum wage.
That's a good idea.
Oh, yeah. Plus, you get 10 people, the news cameras press in close to make it look like a ton of people.
Sure. It's just a good idea. Part of the game.
It's AstroTurf!
Marshall's News next on the Armstrong and Getty Show. going to talk to a reporter in a few minutes about the mechanics of how this whole FBI report is being received. We'll learn a little more about that now with Marsha Phillips.
Well, the report has indeed landed. The Trump administration says nothing the FBI uncovered in interviews this week should keep the Senate from voting on Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination. The White House has sent summaries of the interviews over to the Senate. That happened before dawn today. You got the Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley reading it right now. How long will that take? That reading will be followed up by his colleagues.
Are you familiar with the whiff controversy?
I hope it's big print for Mr. Grassley. Yes?
That's ageism. I know it when I hear it.
Yes.
The whiff controversy. A number of Republican staffers said in the previous six background checks, and I think this one, there was not a whiff of any allegations of sexual abuse or alcohol abuse. And Dick Durbin is now making the rounds. I heard him on three different channels this morning saying, number one, they shouldn't have said that. Number two, I disagree. There was a whiff of sexual abuse or alcohol problems. He said, well, I'm not going to say that. I don't think we should be disclosing anything. I think we should observe the confidentiality. And then a reporter said, was it sexual abuse? And he said, well, no. So evidently in one of the background checks, they said he likes to get his drink on.
Well, those kind of stupid stories are why the enthusiasm for voting for Republicans has shot up in a very short period of time. So the Democrats held a clear lead in enthusiasm in July, which is why most pundits believe that the Dems would take back the House, right, and the Senate was in play, because enthusiasm matters, always matters, but really matters in midterms.
Oh, heck yeah.
Turnout is so big. But in Republican turnout has shot up 12 points, or enthusiasm, people who say the elections are very important, has shot up from 68 to 80%, now in a tie with the Democrats.
Wow.
And most of the people who are looking at this believe it's the coverage of the Kavanaugh thing, where you think, this is just ridiculous. This is just ridiculous, a bunch of this crap that you're throwing out.
I'm not a Republican. The Republican Party is the party that has any heft that swings closer to what I want, but barely, because they're a bunch of hypocritical punks. On the other hand, I am fired up now.
Sure.
Me, as a voter, in a way I wasn't before all this. Watching like Cory Booker and Kamala Harris and Dick Durbin and that malignant, evil, fake Vietnam vet Blumenthal pretend to take like Avenatti's gang rape gal seriously.
Well,
for political reasons, I'm so disgusted.
And the media, which the Morning Joe crew on MSNBC was blasting yesterday morning for going with these stories and the ice chucking incident that New York Times made a front page story and acted like it was a big deal.
Yeah.
Most of the nation is going to react to that with, "Are you kidding?" That's where the enthusiasm is coming from. Now, some people have thrown around, and I've thought this from the beginning, whoever wins this might lose the election because the other side is going to, you know, be, God, I can't believe those bastards got this rapist on the court, might fire up that side. Or if he doesn't get on, the Republicans are going to be enthusiastic. Right. Mm-hmm. So you win this one, lose the next one. Right. Could happen. Yeah. I wonder how much the enthusiasm will dissipate if he gets on the court.
All I was of a sudden, just going to say the same thing. Republicans are going to get it both ways. He's going to get on the court, and that anger and outrage is not going to dissipate much at all.
You don't think?
Nope. No way. No way.
Along those same...
I could be wrong. Who can... I almost said, who can look into the soul of the American people? I've claimed about 1,000 times that I can. I don't think the outrage dies down at all. I don't think anybody will wipe their hands and say, "Woo, that was a tough one, but it's over." No, the hurt remains.
I think if you ever are of a conservative bent, you're better off with a Supreme Court justice in a very narrowly divided court for the next 30 years than you are for winning the House one cycle, in terms of which is more important.
I see your point there, yeah.
Another story that's gaining a lot of traction, U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is saying the United States stands ready to help its NATO allies amid more allegations that Russia's intel services launched a series of cyber attacks. After talks with NATO defense ministers in Brussels, Mattis said, "We are ready today to provide cyber support to our allies. That is now." He didn't say if the offered capabilities would be used in response to now British and Dutch claims that Russia's GRU attempted cyber attacks on the International Chemical Weapons Watchdog Agency and a host of other targets.
I find myself wondering whether this keeps General Mattis up at night.
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
When's the first time that we or someone launches a major, like, real, what do they call it, a kinetic act? Like bombs and
in retaliation
stuff.
For a cyber attack?
Yeah, I want to see that happen. Blew up something. Why? Yeah. Because you attacked cyber this. Right. So far, that hasn't happened.
You're going to damage us, we're going to damage you. Maybe we'll do a different sort of damage. It's up to us. You don't like it? Cut it out.
There's now a new app to help clean up the streets of San Francisco. Snapcrap. It's an app.
Snapcrap.
You got to pause for a laugh after that, Marshall.
Terrible name for a cereal.
Snapcrap.
Are they publicly traded yet?
Check into it, Sean.
Yeah, the stock symbol on the NASDAQ is the poop emoji.
Excellent.
Anyway, it's an app for the iPhone and iPad that lets users go ahead and take pictures of areas that need to be cleaned up. The city has its own app to submit work tickets, but it's so complicated, another guy came along and simplified the process. Snapcrap app automatically sends the user's photo of things like trash, human waste, needles, all that right to the city's 311 hotline.
Trash. You can't clog it up with trash. Let's lean on the human poo and needles.
Yeah. Just send an overhead aerial shot of the city. Here, clean this up.
It's pretty good.
There you go.
I hate to turn this serious, but there was another absolutely horrible attack by a homeless crazy person on an innocent soul.
Oh, God.
In Northern California. You know, we'll talk about that later, maybe.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
New York Yankees topped the Oakland A's 7-2 last night at home to win the American League wild card.
Boo!
Aaron Judge getting the party started with a two-run home run in the first inning.
There's the 2-1 to Judge. Swung on. There it goes deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. A Judgian blast. Aaron Judge hit one over the auxiliary scoreboard, over the grandstand, into the bleachers. All rise. Here comes the Judge.
All right.
Oh, that Judge molested the ball. What? So as I tweeted last night, I'm so excited about hearing the East Coast media go on and on about Yankees Red Sox. I don't hate on the Yankees Red Sox, but I do hate the media only paying attention to postseason baseball if the Yankees and or Red Sox are in it. The Giants won 3 World Series and it didn't get mentioned once by the media. Nobody even mentioned it.
That's a great example of how the national media works, though. It's personal enthusiasm.
Right.
That's why that's how they decide if the sports story is big.
Or the
personal
story.
Enthusiasm. And politics, too. All news is based on their biases and what excites them. And they are, according to every poll ever done, 87% Democrat and about, 8% independent and about 3% Republican.
Meanwhile, Dodgers kick off their postseason at home today. They're going to be taking on the Braves in Game 1 of the National League Division Series, 5:30 p.m. That's a look at your news. I'm Marshall Phillips, the Armstrong and Getty Show, the conscience of the nation.
So they literally have one copy of this FBI report that they all have to, lean over each other's shoulders trying to read?
Copy.
Do they stand in line? Do they go by seniority? Is it whoever pushed the way to the front gets to read it first? How does that work? We'll talk to a reporter next on the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Start spreading the news.
Armstrong and Getty.
The conscience of the nation.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Got a guy here with a foreign sounding name. He plays hockey.
Check his papers.
Of the Montreal Canadiens, just became the first athlete born in the 2000s to play in one of the big four professional sports leagues.
Huh.
So we're into that period of life.
Okay. There. I'd put his age at roughly 18.
Mm-hmm.
Fabulous. Hey, an intern for Sheila Jackson Lee, a leading light of American politics. has been arrested for doxing GOP senators in the Kavanaugh battle, posting personal info of them, attempting to expose them to ridicule, violence, or whatever else.
Blades are out, man. There are no rules.
Yeah, right, right.
There are no rules.
What I'm saying. And the other side is subhuman and worthy of nothing but contempt and hatred. So you got your FBI report now has been it is dropped. To say it's out would be a misstatement because it's
I want to read it.
Top secret. You don't get to read it.
What?
Stephanie Ramos of ABC News joins us with the details. Hello, Stephanie.
Hi there.
Hi. So it's one copy and the senators have to take turns reading it?
Literally one copy.
So the way this is, okay, so it sounds like it's one copy, one FBI report, but this one report has what's called 302 forms. They're the forms that have been filled out whenever an agent basically speaks to someone that's a part of this investigation. So these forms make up the report. So it's a lot of paperwork, but you're absolutely right. It is in one room. And it is a secure room. It's a secure room in the Senate where this FBI supplemental report will be reviewed today by 100 senators. They will have access to it this morning in rotating blocks, starting with Republicans and then Democrats. And then there will be some kind of similar rotation throughout the day. So far, as of, as of 9:30 Eastern time, we've only seen two senators go in there to review that report.
I was about to ask that. I wonder if they'll actually even read it, since I think all but like two of them are really nailed down on how they're going to vote anyway.
Right.
Pretty much no matter what happens. So I wonder how many of them will even read it.
Right. It's really interesting because all week there's been this pent up tension and waiting for this report. And you'd think there'd be a long line of senators waiting to get in there, see what's in the report. But as of just about 20 minutes ago, two senators have gotten in there, Senator Dianne Feinstein and Senator Mike Crapo, and Feinstein's senior committee staff. So they've also been in there.
How long has it been available to read?
So it has, as of today, because the Senate Judiciary Committee received that report around 2:30 this morning. So it's been here on Capitol Hill since really early this morning. I doubt
and
senators
people.
Were here at 4 a.m. to read it. But
well, maybe it's one of those deals where the first one reads it and says, it's a big nothing. It's like a bad movie review on Rotten Tomatoes, so nobody goes. Who knows?
But this rotation is expected to happen throughout the day, and then there will be Senator Mitch McConnell already scheduled the cloture vote, which basically means that they'll vote to end this portion of the process, to end this debate, and then move on to a confirmation vote. So if that cloture vote passes tomorrow morning, then they would vote for Judge Kavanaugh, for his confirmation vote would happen on Saturday.
And then it'll be over.
Yeah.
I wonder if, as word starts to circulate through the media as the day goes on, that the senators aren't actually going down to read it. They're going to get shamed into reading it, and they'll go down there. And
I wonder.
Walk in there and stare at it for a few minutes. Rub their chin. And then walk out.
Could be. Stephanie Ramos of ABC. Hey, Stephanie, do you have like 2 minutes to talk about a completely different topic?
Oh, yes. I do have 2 minutes. But what's the topic?
It's about you and your husband, the To Baghdad and Back special. Yes. that you produced. You were a first lieutenant in the United States Army, is that correct?
Yes.
And
yes.
Served
we
in
were working in camp time in 2008, and while I was there, I got deployed to Baghdad, yes.
Yeah, and won a number of medals for your service, et cetera. But and you guys produced it using handheld camcorder footage, right, To Baghdad and Back?
Yes, you know, it's funny. I haven't spoken about this special in so long, but before I left, my husband now, he was my boyfriend back then, he gave me this little tiny Sony handheld camera, and because I wanted to document everything while I was there. So he gave that to me, and I used it. I recorded everything that entire year that I was deployed. And then when I came back, I had all of this footage, and my general manager at the time was on board with what we pitched to him, which was a special, a half hour special. So we did a couple of different packages on just the highlights of that year and what I learned. I worked a lot with the Iraqi children there. And
wow. Is it up on YouTube? Events. Can we find it?
You know, it was for a couple of years. I mean, it's been 10 years since that. But uh-huh. for a few years, it was on the station's website. It was WIBW, the CBS affiliate in Topeka. I'm not sure if it's still
well,
there.
Maybe we'll Google it. We'll track it down and let our listeners know. But just wanted to point
Thank
that
you.
Out. Yeah, Stephanie.
How did you hear about it?
It's in your bio.
Oh, okay.
we're very thorough here on the Armstrong and Getty Show. So we've had the FBI look into your background, frankly.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, and the report will be out.
Security clearance
next week.
So
okay.
They probably have.
That's good to know. All right, great to talk
I'm
to you.
Still
Thanks.
In the Army. I'm still in the Army, so
oh,
I'm
okay.
have one.
Stephanie Ramos, yeah, ABC News. Thank Thanks, Stephanie.
That I find quite humorous that they're not lined up and fighting over each other to get a look at this report. The only two people have gone down to even look at it.
There is a line, well, there was a line, 500, 1,200 deep to get into the National Archives to glance at the Constitution, you know, some of our founding documents, Declaration. But ain't a single senator wants to go read this big report.
That's funny.
Well, it is also possible that they're going to say, or they've already been informed by the administration, and there's nothing at all groundbreaking. It's a bunch of those 302 forms, raw reporting of what people said. It's what we've heard before. There's nobody new saying anything new, and it's 780 pages.
And half the country will take that, what you just said, and half the country will say, because the president put the clamps on their ability to research it. So.
Exactly.
But either
I've already
way,
heard that spin this morning.
Either way, there's no point in reading it.
Right.
Would be the result. So
yeah, which would make you think that, as predicted on the Armstrong and Getty Show, we're exactly where we were before it. But Republicans now have cover to say, of course I care about women and allegations like this. We had the FBI look into it. There's
so it's
nothing
all
there.
Over but the voting, which happens tomorrow and Saturday, and then he's on the Supreme Court starting next week, I guess.
I suspect so.
Trying to take away women's reproductive rights.
Depending,
gets to get through it on
God's
Tuesday.
For God's sake. Depending on what Flaky Jeff Flake does. He's waiting for his polling to come in to show which way he should vote to better his chances for the presidency.
Kavanaugh's got circled Tuesday circled on the calendar. He's going to be in his robe and just start going after women's health rights. He just can't wait. I listen to MSNBC. I know what's happening here.
That's right. Women won't even be able to go to the dentist if he gets onto the court.
Cat cafes! Stay tuned to the Armstrong and Getty Show.